David Grimm, editor of Science's free online daily news site, Science Now, joins us to talk about the latest science news. Hi, David.
Hey, Rob.
So what stories do you have for us today?
Well, Rob, we're going to talk about selectively erasing memories, how purple tomatoes can be used to fight cancer, and finally, how Viagra might provide hope for patients with muscular dystrophy.
Well, let's start with selectively erasing memories. I imagine this was first done in an animal model.
Well, first and only. This research so far has only been carried out in mice, but it's preliminarily at least very exciting. And this gets to the idea of, can scientists find a way to not just erase somebody's memory, but just erase certain parts of the memory? And in this study, the researchers focused on an enzyme called alpha-CAMK2. And maybe we'll just refer to it as the enzyme from now on. But basically, this enzyme belongs to a family of enzymes that have an important role in neural signaling, so all the signals that happen in our brain. And the researchers said, well, maybe this is a good target for forming memories, and let's see what happens if we mess with this enzyme in mice. And they designed mice that overexpressed this enzyme so that these mice produced a lot of this enzyme in their brain. And if they gave the mice a drug, the levels of this enzyme would return to normal. And what they did was they gave mice the drug so they had normal levels of this enzyme. And they trained the mice to be afraid of two things. When they played a certain tone, the mice got zapped after they heard this tone. And when they placed the mice in a particular enclosure, they also got zapped. And so in both of these conditions, the mice learned to associate certain stimuli with a bad experience. And then what they did was, about a month later, they took the mice off this drug so that their levels of the enzyme went way up. And at the same time, they repeated these tests where they either played a tone or put them in this enclosure. And then they put the mice back on the drug so that their levels of the enzyme went back to normal. And what they found is that a few weeks later, the mice that had their levels of this enzyme elevated when they were being reminded about the tone all of a sudden forgot about the tone. When the researchers played the tone, the mice didn't remember that the tone was a bad thing. Similarly, the mice that had their levels of this enzyme elevated when they were reminded about the enclosure being a bad thing, all of a sudden they didn't get scared anymore when they were put in this enclosure. So the researchers say this is showing that it's possible to selectively erase certain memories, at least in mice.
So with elevated amounts of the enzyme, mice would forget even previous experiences at getting zapped, whether it be preceded by a tone or being put into this enclosure.
Exactly. It depends on what experience the researchers were reminding them of when they experienced this elevated level of enzyme.
Now, these are genetically modified mice. I imagine this isn't the tactic they're going to be using in people.
Right. These mice were genetically modified, as you say, and you can't do that to humans. But it does show that the memories we form are a lot more malleable than we thought. Some researchers had proposed that the way we form memories is that there's actually anatomical changes that happen in our brain. But this suggests that memories may be more chemical-based. And if that's so, then it means memories are much more subject to manipulation than we previously thought.
Well, speaking of memories, I remember tomatoes as being red or yellow or green. What is this purple tomato and how is it going to help fight cancer?
Well, Rob, this purple tomato is a newly engineered tomato. And the reason it's purple is because scientists have found a way to make this specific type of tomato express a large amount of a pigment called anthocyanin. And this pigment is what gives the magenta color to, say, raspberries and other fruits. And the reason researchers wanted to add this pigment in the first place to tomatoes is because the pigment has been shown to be a powerful antioxidant. And there's a lot of research out there that shows that antioxidants might be valuable in helping to fight cancer. And tomatoes naturally don't have this antioxidant. So the idea is, if we can give it to tomatoes, and since people eat so many tomatoes, especially all around the world, it's a very common food, then it may be a good way to help fight cancer on a global scale.
Well, how much research is out there about anthocyanin and its benefit to humans? I mean, how many of these superfood tomatoes would you have to eat in order to get a benefit?
Well, obviously, that's the ultimate question is, first of all, do these tomatoes have any benefit and how many would you have to eat? And what the researchers have so far is some preliminary experiments with mice. The researchers tested three groups of mice, about, 15 or 20 or so mice in each group. And these mice were a little unusual in that they were tumor prone. So they were all predisposed to get cancer anyway. And what they did was they fed some of the mice just a regular diet. Some of them had the dust of freeze-dried red tomatoes added to their diet. And others had the dust of freeze-dried purple tomatoes added to their diet. Now, all of the mice still developed cancer. But what was interesting is that the mice that were on the purple tomato diet took about 40 days longer to die of cancer than the mice that were on the control diet or eating the red tomatoes.
And 40 days is a relatively long time in these lifespans.
Right. Mice don't live that long, so it's actually a big deal.
So how long will it be before we see purple tomatoes in the supermarket?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the research so far is just in mice, and scientists are really going to have to do more tests, especially in humans, to determine whether these purple tomatoes have any benefit for us.
Any concerns about safety? I know there are some countries that are against genetically modified foods.
Right. There is some hesitation about genetically modified foods in some countries. So that's another hurdle any genetically modified food is going to have to overcome.
Okay. Well, from fighting cancer with purple tomatoes to fighting muscular dystrophy using Viagra, how does it help in fighting muscular dystrophy?
Well, to understand that, we have to talk a little bit about what causes muscular dystrophy in the first place. And there's actually several forms of muscular dystrophy. The most common is called Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which affects about 500 boys in the United States every year. And what the disease is it's a gradual weakening of the muscle tissue. And patients with the disease have a very hard time exercising, or when they exercise, they get very fatigued. And over time, their muscles pretty much cease to function. And researchers have been trying to figure out what's going on with this disease at a molecular level. And there was a conference a few years ago when a biophysicist who was working on the disease showed a mouse model of muscular dystrophy, and the mouse looked very lethargic. And somebody in the audience said, hey, that mouse is acting a lot like humans who have a type of muscular dystrophy known as Becker's muscular dystrophy. And what's known about Becker's is that it's caused by the loss of an enzyme called neuronal nitric oxide synthase. And this is an enzyme that produces nitric oxide.
So we're talking about two different kinds of muscular dystrophy, and Viagra helps with both?
Well, they're both muscular dystrophy, but Becker's is a milder form. And this enzyme that's known to play a role in Becker's is also important for providing blood flow to muscles, which makes sense. If you had a problem with the enzyme, maybe the muscles aren't getting the blood they need, and that's why these patients are as fatigued as they are, especially after exercise. And what researchers know about Viagra is it actually boosts blood flow to various parts of the body.
Various parts?
Well, in mice, what the researchers found was that Viagra actually had a very dramatic effect. These mice that had the symptoms of muscular dystrophy when they were given Viagra, all of a sudden, when they exercised the mice weren't nearly as fatigued after exercise as the mice that were not given Viagra.
Exercising all parts of their bodies.
Exactly.
So Viagra is already FDA approved. Is this likely to find its way into a clinic as a therapy?
Well, it's possible, but some researchers caution that we still don't know enough about what's actually going on here. And if we give kids with muscular dystrophy Viagra just to allow them to be less fatigued after exercise, they may start exercising more, which actually might be bad, because if the root problem is that their muscles are becoming weak for some other reason, and all of a sudden these kids are starting to exercise more and putting more strain on their muscle, it could actually make the condition worse. So researchers are saying this is an exciting development, especially, as you said, because the drug is already out there. But until we know more, we really need to move slowly.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Rob.
So what other stories are you looking into for science now?
Well, Rob, we're looking into a story about an ancient tsunami that rivaled the Indian Ocean tsunami back in 2004. The first ironclad evidence of Antarctic warming. And finally, a muscle protein that helps make memories. So be sure to check out the site.
David Grimm is the editor of Science Now, the free online daily news site of science. You can catch up on the latest science news at sciencenow.sciencemag.org.